Lecture 44, Petersburg, the Crater, and the Valley.
In our last lecture, we saw David Glasgow Farragut and William Tecumseh Sherman win stirring victories at Mobile Bay and Atlanta. This lecture continues our treatment of military campaigns in the summer and autumn of 1864. Now our focus will be on Virginia, where we'll begin by looking at Grant and Lee in the siege lines at Petersburg. We'll highlight the singular Union fiasco at the Battle of the Crater in late July 1864, then move on to Jubal Early's Shenandoah Valley campaign, the first phase of which yielded a good deal of Confederate success, and the second phase of which witnessed Philip H. Sheridan's decisive defeat of Early's army in a trio of battles that helped seal the Republican political victory in November 1864. Let's start with Lee and Grant. While Sherman and Hood faced each other around Atlanta, Lee and Grant did the same at Petersburg and up toward Richmond. Before long, miles of elaborate trenches scarred the countryside around Petersburg. Grant tried, through a series of cavalry raids, to threaten Lee's communications and supply routes as the armies were digging in. And some of these did cause interruptions of varying lengths of time. They were an annoyance to Lee, but they did not mount a major threat against Lee's army. Lee managed to keep his troops fairly well supplied and to present a strong front against Grant. Grant's movement was consistently to the south and west as the siege of Petersburg would drag on. He was trying to make Lee match his extension of the Union lines with an extension of the Confederate lines, knowing that at some point Lee would not be able to go as far as the Federals could go. The smaller Confederate army, in the long run, could not keep this up. Grant early on thought that he might be able to get a quick verdict at Petersburg before the two armies really settled in to a siege. He thought he could do so perhaps by what he called a bold and decisive stroke to break Lee's lines. In other words, overpower Lee, force him out of the trenches. Or he could issue the whole Army of the Potomac 10 days rations, he said, have them cut loose, try to swing clear around Lee's right flank in a giant turning movement, and come in against Petersburg from the northwest. George Gordon Meade didn't like this second idea. He said Grant's army would be away from its supply lines. Lee's army would be tied closely to its supply lines. And if anything went wrong with this big movement, said Meade, the Army of the Potomac might find itself in a position of having to fight its way out of a bad spot and might, in fact, lose a battle that could really help Lee. Well, Grant listened to this. And in the end, he accepted Meade's counsel and looked around for an opportunity for a decisive stroke. That opportunity came in the form of one of the most unusual operations of the entire war, the Battle of the Crater. A regiment of Pennsylvanians in Ambrose E. Burnside's 9th Corps, they were the 48th Pennsylvania, was made up largely of coal miners. These Pennsylvanians were in position opposite a Confederate fort, an artillery position on the Confederate lines. And they looked across the ground, and as they didn't have a whole lot to do every day, they talked and they wondered and they speculated. And they decided, some of these coal miners, that it would be possible to dig a shaft from their position all the way under the Confederate position, which was nearly 600 feet away. About 200 yards. Well, the lieutenant colonel in command of the 48th, a man named Pleasance, Henry Pleasance, overheard his men talking, and he began to think about it. He was an engineer. He had a great deal of experience with these kinds of things, and he decided that it probably would be possible to dig a shaft from under the Union lines all the way under the Confederate lines. He'd heard one of his men, Pleasance had, mutter one day, we could blow that damn fort out of existence if we could run a mine shaft under it. Pleasance took the idea up the chain of command to General Burnside. Burnside liked the idea. It appealed to him. Blow a hole in the Confederate line. Exploit the break once you've blown the hole.